Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas, and thanks as always for tuning in. The way this podcast works is very simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. The more you tune in to Get Sleepy, the more effective it will be at putting you to sleep. And of course, you can revisit past episodes on nights where we don't have a new story ready for your ears. So make sure to listen every night on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are enjoying the podcast and it's helping you to sleep, then why not share it with a friend? We'd be so grateful, and hopefully your friend will be grateful too. Now, before we get into tonight's story, I just wanted to address something that a few people have commented on in reviews or sent feedback on via the website, and that is being able to listen to just one episode of Get Sleepy on Apple Podcasts without it automatically carrying on into another episode. Now, this is to do with a general setting for the podcast app. Now, you don't necessarily have to do this right now, as I'm sure you're trying to settle down, but if you do want to change the setting so that you only hear one episode at a time, then what you need to do is go to your settings app on your Apple device and find the podcast tab in there. And when you open that page, you should see an option that says continuous playback. So if you switch this setting off and then close and reopen your podcast app, it should update your settings and prevent the episodes from carrying straight over into the next. So like I say, you can always make that change in the morning, or if you want to quickly do it now, before you carry on listening, then go for it. So back to tonight's story, where we'll be joining Bob, a friendly, kind-hearted fellow who enjoys the simple pleasures of gardening at his local allotment. And I think this makes for a particularly relaxing and light-hearted bedtime story. Gardening is, of course, quite a therapeutic hobby that a lot of people enjoy, and hopefully hearing about that tonight is going to send you off into a really nice, peaceful sleep. So before we begin the story, let's just take a moment, as always, to relax. So get yourself into a nice, comfortable position, laying flat on your back if possible. And begin by taking three long, deep breaths, slowly drawing the air in, feeling your chest expand, and then releasing the air back out through your mouth. On your following few breaths, I want you to feel for any tension you're holding within your body or your mind. And as you draw in the breath, squeeze your shoulders up to your neck, holding the tension there for a second or two. And then release, easing your shoulders back down. Visualize the tension squeezing up into your shoulders as you breathe in. And then when you release, feel it flow down through your whole body, through your torso, through your legs, and dispersing out through your toes. Let it wash away bit by bit with every breath. Keep this exercise going for as long as you like, until your body and your mind feels nice, calm, and relaxed. Our story tonight begins with the sun rising over a quaint British suburb. The chirping birds in the trees signals the town is just beginning to awake from a refreshing slumber. AM. Already, a bright, fresh morning has engulfed the peaceful suburbs of South Yorkshire. It's the early stages of British summertime. Bob finds himself stirring from a restful sleep. As per usual, his body clock naturally wakes him up at 6:30, plus or minus 2 minutes either side. He realizes his shoulder is pressed against the novel that he was reading in bed. It's not the first time he's scrunched up the pages and lost track of his progress through the book. All thanks to his apparent inability to keep his eyes open once his head hits the pillow. Now, though, he feels re-energized. And on a sunny Saturday morning like this, there's only one thing on Bob's mind: his allotment. He sits up and shuffles out of bed, trying not to wake his darling wife. She prefers to wait for the morning alarm, set for 7:15, to wake herself up. But Bob is ever eager to start his day. It's a swift change of clothes. Pajamas make way for a cotton polo shirt and his favourite pair of shorts, despite their years of wear and tear. Next, it's into the bathroom for a quick freshen up. A splash of cold water on the face, a hasty brush of the teeth, and a gargle of mouthwash to clear his throat. By 6:42, he's out the front door with a strap-supported wicker basket over his shoulder. Into the crisp morning air. Bob loves to get out at this sort of time, especially on weekends. Unlike on weekdays, where various commuters are leaving the house early to beat the rush hour traffic, Bob finds himself alone as he wanders along the footpath. The sun is beaming through a clear opening in the sky. The temperature gradually rising as Bob feels the warmth of the morning sun on his skin. He likes the morning sun best. It feels lighter and fresher than in the latter parts of the day. There are quaint cottages on either side of the street. Most residents are suitably house-proud and boast attractive front lawns and flower beds too. The cottages are all 18th century stone-built, which make for a very traditional British look and feel. Across the street, Bob spots a lady walking her dog. He's seen her before at this time, and often wondered if she has trouble sleeping. She never looks quite as sprightly as him, despite being at least 15 years younger. Her dog, on the other hand, is full of gusto. A white and brown King Charles Spaniel, sniffing the grassy verges and wagging its tail. Adorable, thinks Bob. As the lady approaches on the opposite footpath, Bob smiles and nods before exchanging typically short and sweet British pleasantries. Glorious, isn't it? He exclaims. The spaniel springs with excitement in Bob's direction, but is instantly jerked back on his lead. Come on, Teddy, he doesn't want you bothering him, says the lady. Although, in truth, Bob would love to say hello to the little aptly named hound. Nevertheless, Bob carries on through the residential streets before taking a left down a signposted public footpath. In the UK, public footpaths and bridleways are scattered all over the country. Most are regularly conserved, particularly if they're part of national walking trails. They offer up some delightful adventures and plenty of serenity. This footpath stretches across a few miles worth of Yorkshire countryside, but Bob only has to walk a fifth of that distance to reach the local allotments. Ever since he retired from work 8 years ago, Bob has focused much of his energy into maintaining a bounteous plot on the allotment grounds. He's always liked to keep busy, so much so that he maintained a full-time occupation much longer than necessary. But gradually, thanks to the influence of his friends, Bob saw that retirement doesn't have to mean sitting around watching TV all day. In fact, it's a great opportunity to learn new things and enjoy one's passions. For Bob's friends, those passions range from birdwatching to playing golf, or singing in the local choir, or even taking yoga classes twice a week. But for Bob, it's all about the homegrown, delicious produce that he nurtures on the allotments. The way he sees it, the benefits of such a hobby are endless. It gets him out and about, breathing in the fresh air. It takes knowledge, hard work, and dedication to maintain. It allows him to meet new people, all with at least one thing in common. And to top it off, it saves him and his wife a small fortune that they would otherwise be spending in the supermarket every week. Over the past couple of months, Bob has worked tirelessly to get his crops planted and growing right on schedule. Now, his patch is looking glorious, full of colour and life. With grit and determination, he dug at the earth to loosen it and to make room for seeds and bulbs to be planted. He constructed areas of netting to protect his crops from pests. And using bamboo, Bob built some wigwams to support his runner beans. Wigwams are a group of sticks rising from the ground in a circular layout. They're tied together at the top to form a teepee shape. Wigwams provide a perfect support for bean shoots to climb and dance around the bamboo. And crucially, it means they are exposed to plenty of sunlight. Over the years, Bob's become more confident and more adventurous with the types of fruit and veg that he grows. He began with the usual stuff. Courgettes, cabbages, strawberries, and so on. But now, he's a real expert gardener. Bob always looks out for what his fellow keepers are growing and tries to one-up them if he can. He's competitive by nature, but it's harmless fun. And this year is no different. Bob has planted his most ambitious and ample selection of produce yet. The usuals like lettuces, tomatoes, swedes and radishes fill much of his allocated space. Not to mention his patch of Victoria rhubarb, booming with huge green leaves that flow off the tall, strong, and no doubt delicious stalks. But Bob has made room for a few extras too. And today, he's harvesting one of his absolute favourites, beetroot. First planted back in April, beetroot isn't a difficult crop to grow, but there are rather precise guidelines to ensure you don't get it wrong. Bob began by sowing the beets an inch deep in the ground. He laid them out in three short rows, roughly 18 inches apart. Courtesy of his home-growing handbook, Bob knows that beetroot favours liquid seaweed as a source of food. He was able to buy this from his local garden centre, and he's been alternating between water and seaweed feeds on a daily basis. The beets have grown fast and are now nearing the size of a tennis ball, which means they're ripe for the picking. Bob fetches his fork from the tool shed and slowly works into the roots. He repeatedly slams the spikes into the ground and gives the fork an extra push with his right foot. It's not long before he's breaking into a sweat. Even this early, the sun is bringing some serious heat. After several minutes, Bob has dug up four beautiful beetroots. He opens the lid of his basket and carefully places them inside. In addition to the beetroot, Bob's kale, broccoli, and Chantenay carrots are all ready to be harvested. They're plump and crisp, signaling the plants are well grown and healthy. His wife is likely to use these veggies to cook up a nutritious and hearty stew for them this evening. He can almost taste it already. To add some seasoning and flavour to any dish, Bob also made sure to grow a number of herbs. These are located on the perimeter of a medium-sized greenhouse, which sits in the centre of the allotment. As Bob walks over to his pots of herbs, the fragrance is captivating. Typical varieties of samphire, basil and parsley are all growing nicely. But again, Bob wanted to experiment with some different variations of other herbs. He crouches down to take a closer look at the lemon thyme, with its dry, bushy appearance and a citrusy scent. Next to this stands his leafy lavender mint. Bob gently rubs a leaf between his thumb and index finger. Ah, there's no better smell than that, he thinks to himself. The freshness of mint with a nuance of calming lavender. Finally, the plush sprays of Bob's green ginger rosemary pot, from which he picks a few strands and brings them to his nostrils. The scent of ginger is vivid and powerful. Bob feels his airways completely clear as he inhales. He carefully plucks a few more fragments of his herbs, placing them in some cloth within his wicker basket. What a superb selection he has, weighing down his shoulder strap. Just as Bob finishes up feeding his crops and returning his tools to the shed, a pair of fellow gardeners stroll into the allotment. It's Trev and Joe, a young couple, no more than 35, who live around the corner. They moved in 2 years ago, but it wasn't until last summer when they joined the allotment mob. Bob waves them over, teasing them about being up so early on the weekend, given their youthful age. They all share a hearty chuckle, and Bob takes the opportunity to show off his basket full of hearty veg and herbs. After catching up with the usual small talk, they wish Bob a fond farewell as he ambles out through the code lock gate. It's those moments that Bob appreciates most. A young couple, generations apart from him, but with a common love of home growing. There's never any trouble breaking the ice, no matter who's in the allotment. And in a small village like theirs, Bob feels delighted to get on with his neighbours. Now, with the sun at the peak of its rise, Bob eagerly heads home. With a spring in his step, he can't wait to surprise his dear wife with all the treasures of his allotment garden. Much much to his excitement, his wife agrees that a stew would make for a delicious dinner. So the two prepare the veggies for cooking. They wash and cut them, all the while chatting about how Bob's skill as a gardener has developed. After a short time prepping, the stew is ready to be cooked. With the smell of fresh herbs filling their kitchen, they turn on the stove and set a timer for when the stew will be finished. It'll take a couple of hours, so they make tea and sit outside, enjoying the afternoon warmth. They watch children play and the birds chirp. They appreciate the butterflies dancing around their neighbor's flower garden. Just when Bob is starting to get hungry, the timer beeps. The stew is ready. Bob and his wife warm some bread and set their places at the dinner table. As they eat, their bellies fill with the stew and their hearts fill with all the love put into this food. All the months that the plants spent growing, all the days Bob spent tending to the plants, and all the hours spent prepping and cooking the stew. Once the meal is over, pots and pans washed and put away, Bob settles into his comfy armchair. He picks up his novel again, still slightly crumpled from the night before. Within minutes, he's already nodding off to sleep. Occasionally, he wakes for a moment and thinks up plans for tomorrow morning at the allotment. What a pure and wonderful example of the happiness and bliss that can be found in such a simple hobby, Bob thought. And while that thought still lingered in his mind, Bob's eyes closed again, and this time he drifted off into a peaceful and restorative sleep.